learned yesterday that his Mrs. Chaira, and since he had three children, right? Maya Yachel would tell us that Shkartam Ha'asa Ba'anah. Lachem tells you that it's Mutter Ba'anah and B'Chaira. And Yiyu tells you what? Tells you an Isser Ba'chamshila that it's just what I'm talking about. Okay, what is Chaira? What is Chaira? Chaira means buying, or Chaira means selling, or Chaira means buying or selling. It's the Chaira that we're talking about. You're allowed to sell it if you have it. So that's right, that selling is not a problem. So maybe it's another thing. If there is, fine. But fine can't be a problem. If it's much about not, a lot of buying is for life.
You
can't
sell it, only sell it.
So then the issue is buying and selling. That's one choice. Either the issue is buying and selling. If the issue is buying and selling, so then it fits in nicely that the heter of nizamein is mutter wide, because nizamein you're not buying and selling, you're just memei will sell. It came to you. Nizamein it came to your shush. You didn't buy it. You didn't acquire it. It came in. It fell to your shush through yerusha, or it fell to your net, and you're doing the selling. So then, if you hold the issur chayra is to buy and sell, it seems to make sense. Then what's the heter of nizamein? The heter is that nizamein, if it came to you by mistake, so you're only selling. So only selling is mutter. That's one way to look at the sugya. The other way to look at the sugya is that maybe chayra is even just selling. Selling itself is something which is other. But there's a heter with the other. If you already stuck with it, if it already came into your reshus, it's a heter to be added.
According to the first way,
heter is always better. So according to the first way, it's not to be added. The issue is to buy it and sell. That's the way you do business. You buy things and sell. So why is this diamond mutter? Because you're not buying and selling. All you are is doing is selling.
Even though in the first way, you can't buy and sell. You're only in the
diamond. According to everyone, you can't buy it and sell it. The question is, what is the heter of nizamein? The first way to learn the heter of nizamein is the heter that mechira alone is mutter. You're allowed to just sell. You got the animals somehow. If they tell you, you say you're allowed to sell it. That's what you said, right? If you bought the animals, you can't sell them. These are two ways to learn the Gemara. Be an Afkamina. What happens if, let's say, Reuven, it was Nizamein to Reuven. In case it's put down in the price unit. Reuven is a Shaykhid. He shafted an animal, and it comes out the animal's Nevei. Is he allowed to sell the Nevei one? Is he allowed to sell the Nevei one? Obviously. Nizamein. Let's say Reuven doesn't have a butcher shop. Can Reuven go to another yid who has a butcher store and sell it to him? The Nevei will sell the Nevei to Shimon, and Shimon will sell it to Goyim. Goyim will come to the store and sell the Nevei. Is Shimon allowed to buy it from him and then sell it at a profit?
Isn't the Zaman only have to do business stuff?
He says, yeah, maybe not. That's some answer. What? Isn't that the Shimon? It's not Nizamin. Yeah, but Reuven has a heter because of his Nizamin. So could Shimon use that heter now? It was Nizamin to Reuven, so you are selling to God. So could Shimon now take it from Reuven and sell it? What? What was that? And therefore.
Is
Well, I think that's what the, it depends what the heter of nizami is.
What?
Well, first of all, let me tell you, it's in place of shaki taz. The taz is mafia. The taz says Shimon could buy it and sell it. And the shak says, no, Shimon has no heter. The taz is the maker, I believe, and the shak is the mafia. That's a separate issue. We're practice now. Unless it comes together with others. So the way the Birchas Avraham, the way he explains that the Machlokes is they argue in what is the heter of Nizamim. If you learn the heter of Nizamim that the issur is only to buy itself. So if it's Nizamim to you, you're only selling this money. If you learn like that, so then you would hold like a shark. So Nizami is only a heter to sell. Shimon wants to buy it and sell it, there's no heter to buy it and sell it. That is no heter. However, if you learn the heter the second way, that Nizami, the pshat is really even just to sell. Nizami is a heter that he has it. If a person was already stuck with the needs, he's allowed to sell it. Then it's Nizami that once a year is stuck with the needs, he has a heter to sell it. He doesn't have a way of selling it. He doesn't have a store to sell it. So it's a big deal. So another year should be able to help him. Another year should be able to sell it to him also. The tzad kula is that the tzad iser, if you learn the heter of nizami, is because chayil is only also buying and selling. And if you're just selling nizami, that's why it's worth it. Not the big deal. Because just selling alone is worth it. So that would be a heter to sell. It's not a heter to buy and sell. Shimon wouldn't be allowed to buy from Reuven and resell it. It's only a heter to sell. It's not a heter to buy and sell. Right, Shimon could buy and sell. So if you learn the heter is only a heter of selling, so then he can't. If you learn that the heter is a heter, no, that selling is higher. But if he has it, if someone's stuck with the Torah, stuck with the merchandise, so Chazal, the Torah was actually with Mekel to him. So the Sabbath is that if he has a heter to sell it, so the second year can sell it to him too. It's the same as Dami. If Reuven stuck, so Shimon can help him. That's just what the Taz is saying. Reuven is stuck with Torah, so Shimon can help him. Because he'll help get rid of it. The problem is Shimon's really making a profit on it, right? He's doing more than just a B.D.F. He was taking it and selling it. But that would be the way you would understand the Taz. We might do the Taz as Michael, the stone you learn. The second way. Well, it has to be that the person stuck with the Nevela can sell it. But nowadays it wouldn't be no good at all, because everybody who's stuck with the Nevela can sell it. It's rare that the one time you have that many stuck with the Nevela is if he's chef by most kaparas in his chef. Well, Shrita today is not a place where the place itself sells the Nevela. So take it on commission. Don't say commission, let's say you get paid a salary. Okay, commission, maybe it's also practice. If you take a salary, so would that be a heter? Okay, so we'll talk about that shortly. Not so shortly, but today. Okay, we'll talk about that. Alright, so this is a machlokes. Now there's a second machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. If you're allowed to, let's say you have geisha workers, are you allowed to buy trefa meat to feed the geisha workers? It's a shame that Yannis is not here today, because this summer they can't put good incentive to McDonald's to buy 50 burgers, maybe 25 burgers, I don't know. He told me 50 burgers and 25 burgers. They had it at the camp, you know, everyone went home and they had the geisha workers there. So they sent them to McDonald's to buy, they put on a Yankee cap. The assumption is no Jews would ever be a Yankee fan again. But So is that butcher? So the truth is, the Ramah says that it's usher. The Ramah says it's usher. If I say the Ramah holds, then it is to just to buy. They're not selling. They're not buying and selling. You're not selling at all. You're just buying. The Ramah says it's usher to buy and trade for food to feed your Gaisha worker. And the Shach says that the Minik HaOlam is to be Mekel. And his reason is because you're not selling it, or you're just buying. And buying alone, that's certainly not Tyra. He declares that selling alone is Tyra if you have to buy and sell. But just buying without selling, that's not what Tyra, that's not what they're doing. If you, that's his business, he's allowed to sell it. He's selling for you, that's the question.
Right?
He's selling it for you for himself. He's not for himself, there's no problem. I'm giving it to him as part of his work. He's giving it to me. He does with it, isn't it? This is a shot. This is about like the Ramah in the shot. Ramah says he's not allowed to buy food to give your guys your workers, and the shot says that it's worth it. That's just buying. It's not buying and selling. It's just buying alone.
So I'll give you the money to buy it.
Doesn't matter what you call money.
But you're not really buying. You're buying. It's not your money buying, right?
Yes, you do me a favor and pick up something in the store for me. So, could be leaving the Ramah would be right in there. Right? So he mentions that far, and he says that he rejects it. He says it's not. He mentions that the story of the Shabbat is that's about. But he also not that much. He also just buying it. So, Kapanen, these are two machlokes. Okay, now, in the Dine Schaira, there are five Heterim, which we'll go through. Some Anagaya talks of you more, some are less. But the first Heter is the one that's Mephorosh and Ashto. Here, that's the Heter of Mizdame. It's the first Heter, which is Mizdame, if it comes your way. So that's the Heter of Schaira. Yesterday, I told you the Archa Shulchan. The Archa Shulchan is Nakel. That if you have a grocery store, in order to get customers into the store, you have to have traitor products too, with the kasha. So the Archa Shulchan said it's mutter, as long as the ikur business is with kasha, you're allowed to have some traitor products as well. So, when the David showed me yesterday, this is Nikus Meisher, you know, Deus El Sei, Shubalamit says, he rejects the Archa Shulchan skula. As we said yesterday, it seems like a big stretch. And he rejects that kula, he disagrees, and he holds that there's no, that you can't rely on that heter. So, it's in a place, it's left.
Yeah, and then
so the first heter is, no, I just counted them. When I say five, I'm just counting up five to ten. One heter is this diamond. That's certainly a heter. The question is, could you stretch it like Dharma Shulchan says? Well, no, that's the mafleik. But the heter of this diamond is definitely a heter. Second heter is Taisus heter, that it's Einenu Yochid La'achilon. Taisus says, something which is made, sold, either to ride a horse, or to work with a donkey, or to use oil to light with, or to use fat to smear on oilites, that is a heter, this heter is Einenu Yochid La'achilon. It's not something that's designated for food. If it's not designated for food, so that's the second method. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about selling dog food in a Jewish store. This is also Nigris Moshe's in Chel Beis, Tshuva Lama Zayin. Whether you're allowed to sell dog food. Dog food is made from the veils of trade. This is not
right.
What? So Ramesha says, well, let's see, is dog food edible for humans or not edible? So if it's not edible, the day the Ravashi must Adam, then it's positive mutter. Because then it's not trade. So the day the Ravashi must doesn't have a din of not caution. And even though you learned there's a concept of Akshaday, you have food that's not Ravashi must Adam, you eat it. Yaiver Nisavaraisa, because you made it kosher to you. So when you buy it as dog food, you're not after that, you're not saying it's roi lachi l'sadam, you say it's roi lachi l'sheleh. And as I told you earlier in this man, for only by chametz you need to eat a roi lachi l'sheleh. By shari surim and the bailiff, if it's eight roi lachi l'sadam, it's a hefet. So Rashi says that the dog food is eight roi lachi l'sheleh, there's no shayla that is mortal. The question is, if the dog food is roi lachi l'sheleh, then what's the din? Is it mutter to, is it included in Tosfos Pesach? That's a shad. Tosfos said that it's not sold to eating, it's mutter. So, the dog food that's roi lachi l'sheleh, is that included in the hefet? So Rav Moshe says that it is. That might be buying by Tosfos, certainly not. It's not being sold for achi l'sheleh. But even according to the Rashba, what did the Rashba hold? That Tchayr is also also because of Achshash, that you might come to eat it. And it's also because of Achshash that you might come to eat it, then the Tchayr should be offered to sell the dog food. That's the Chayshish to destroy Lachila. So the Chayshish says no. If you look at the Tshuva to Rashba, he says if right of it is used for not eating purposes, you sell dog food. Right dog food is used not for eating purposes, even if it's dry lachila, then we're not chayshish a person is going to eat it. So even according to the Rashba, the whole chayla is off because you might come to eat it. If you sell something which is generally not used for eating, for human consumption, it's money. That's where Rashi arrives in this truth. People nowadays. So what? The table business. Not a lot of people in the table business. No hazard. What some people are in the table business is that they sell the business to a guy, and they're legally employed in it. I know people are stupid. That yes, sir. They provide food, lunch program, special food.
Yeah.
So the business is legally belongs to a guy. It's like a Shabbos, it's such a head that it's legal belongs to a guy, the guy does get some money from it. And they run the business, they're the whole brain of the business, so they make lots of money. If the main business is kosher, then you have a hefet of yachasofer. If the main business is kosher, most of these people, the main business is trade. Most people be trade to any kosher, so it depends.
Even
if the most yachasofer can argue, so someone relies on yachasofer, he relies on it. I saw a truva in the state of the Kanaan of a godly in Germany who held black yachasofer. So they have to look at that. Certainly the artificial intent would apply, there's no question. But what we would like to say, if you have a home, a nursing home, that is serving to non-Jewish customers, I'm not sure how that would fit into the shot. You see, let's say someone has a nursing home. He's not making money. He's not buying food and selling it. He's buying food and feeding it. He's charging for living in a nursing home. And part of it is that he provides food. I would want to look at the shot. The last one. You are buying and selling food. You get paid per meal. Yeah. I'm not sure. It's something that requires you. Whether it's a quicker article, it would certainly be worth it. Because in order to have a nursing home and get money for everything else, you have to give food too. So for sure, there's no question it would be worth it. The question is, according to a price, would it be worth it? And think about it, or I think about it, try to find the foreign place in the world. Yeah. Yeah. Dog food is basta b'cholav, it's worse, except that dog food is basta b'cholav, that's about not. But basta in the name of b'cholav, truth is we pass in that it's also that there's a Yehuda that holds it. Look, there's a Yehuda, the Akhul Kedai, but it's basta in the name of b'cholav. Okay, at any rate, getting back to Rav Leisha. Rav Leisha holds that dog food is mutter. If it's not Roy Lachila, it's Pasha that's mutter. It doesn't have really trade. But even if it's Roy Lachila, Rav Leisha holds that the Rajba would be naked. I think that this Rav Leisha, although he doesn't bring it, is also arguing with an Aruch HaShulchan. Yesterday, I spoke out the first Nafkamina between the Aruch HaShulchan, between the Rajba and Taisis. Taisis holds Chayra Zasim and Atayis. The Rajba holds Chayra is Asim and Rabbana. So he said in Nafkamina, he's selling oil to Hazlaka, but it's Roy Lachila Zadim. So then he said, like Taisis, it's Mutter, because you're not doing Chayra for food. According to the Rajba, it's Asir, Dr. Sokhan said it's Asir, because it's Roy Lachila Zadim. Even though you're selling it to Hazlaka, but as long as it's Roy Lachila Zadim, it was still Chayshu Shabbat Yaakovina. That's the other person said yes. This Rav Maisha is disagreeing. Rav Maisha is saying that if Rav of that name is not eaten, then it's mutter even according to the Rashi. This Rav Maisha is also arguing that it's a different Aruch HaShulchan, but he's arguing with that as well. But here Rav Maisha is a miracle. The Aruch HaShulchan holds that if it's Rav Lachila Adam, the Rashi would hold you not to anything. Rav Maisha is saying, no. If you're the guy from the Rajba, it's Lashon, he says, Rajba twice uses the Lashon if it's right for Hadlaka, right for other purposes. As long as it's right for other purposes, we're not facing someone's going to eat it. So this is the second Pula, the Pula of Eina Yochid Lachila. And again, we have both the first two Heterim, the Machlaikis between Rav Maisha and Dr. Shulchan. The third heter is the Rambam's heter that Chaylev is mutter because it says in the pasuk Ye Asa L'chol Malacha, and being that the Torah of the Torah says Ye Asa L'chol Malacha, you're allowed to use it for all purposes, and Malacha includes Chayra. They bring a pasuk from Navi. By Novel HaKarmeli, it says, Novel, he lived in Ma'in, he lived in one city. Well, Malachta, in his work, he was in Karno. And they bring the writer, Malachta, he was in Karno. What was his Malachta? It was Kaira. So Malachta is Kaira. He also called Malachta, Malachta is Kaira. It's the passage that they bring down from Navi. They learned Navi on the Karno, the writer. But anyway, so they bring this raya that the also Homalacha that it's mutter chaylev is there, it's a cause of its mutter. So the Mishnah Melech says the raya the Rambam holds chaylev is also the minatayre, he holds by taisi that this is chaylev is their raya. Since he brings the pasuk the also Homalacha to be matter chaylev, he says he holds by taisi that chaylev is also minatayre. And the name of Chayla, the Torah that after Chayla was mastered by Chayla. And so the Mishnah Melech learns Shas in this chapter of the Rambam.
You didn't say that. You said that all before.
Chayla, only Chayla.
Chayla,
the trace animal, probably not. But this is Chayla, he's butchered. But this is the baby name of
Zav. Maybe the baby, not the Chayla name.
Maybe, but the pasuk also from the law is not talking about baby's name. That's the Mishnah Melech. It includes everything with the Malacha, with the Bamala, and it's with the Mishkana. Because the Rambam says Caleb is with the Mishkana, it says Yasuo Chol Malacha. How does Yasuo Chol Malacha prove it's Moses? If it's into the Rabbana, you can't prove it to the Prophet. I don't agree with you. This is the way Mr. Wells learns about it. But according to Mishnah Yeshua, that we mentioned yesterday, it could be the Rambam holds Chayrus Mitrabanan. And yet, because it says the Yasal Chom Alacha Chayrus Mitrabanan, why? But the Rabbanan don't have the power to ask for something that's in the face of the Torah. So Mishnah Yeshua is disagreeing with the Mishnah Melech. He says, he agrees Chayrus is Mitrabanan. But the Yasal Chom Alacha. So Mishnah Melech says that it's a raya that Caleb is also been on Tyra, but you have a pasuk to be mad here. The Yeshua says no. It could be that this is Tyra to drop on him. And still, since he said Yasal Chom Alacha, Rabbanan couldn't answer it. Why? Because Rabbanan didn't have a kayak to ask for something that's the Pharisee to Hedra the Tyra. But to that cloud we had yesterday, he said that if it's the Mefurish to Hedra the pasuk, Rabbanan can't answer it. Anyway, this is all part of the third heter, the heter of Caleb. The fourth heter is also the first of Shulchan Aruch. Any issur d'rabbanan, anything that's awesome in d'rabbanan, you're allowed to sell. The best example would be you're allowed to have a wine store and sell Gaisha wine. Yayin, what we call Yayin Nessa, today is not Yayin Nessa, it's Sam Yeno. If some guy is not ideally desired, the wine is not kosher. Now I drink the wine, but you're allowed to use chayra because the service is only us and the drabbanon. And if it's drabbanon, you're allowed to trade the cheese. Or trade the cheese today is only seen as akel. It's only drabbanon. You'd be allowed to sell it. So things that are served with drabbanon, that's the fourth hazard. And the fifth pattern is the Chumash Kesav Seifer. It's in the Kuzhav. There are two parts to this. The first thing he says is you're allowed to sell blood, dam. You're allowed to sell dam. Why? Because dam is looked about from the Hekesh Tamayim, Allah Earth is the Fenu Kamayim. So just like you're allowed to have a dam is just for mayim, just like mayim is mutter bahanoa and bispira, dam is mutter bahanoa and bispira. Now is that a very important hazard that you're allowed to sell dam? What? It's really not such a big thing. It's not yield the last year. And therefore, what? It's true, it would be both. It would certainly be animal blood, because that's what the Torah asks clearly. And if you hold human blood, so human blood really is only as a drabbanan to eat. And drabbanan is more difficult than a fourth hazard. So really, you're right, it's still about animal blood. Animal blood, so there's no market today for animal blood. Even human blood, it might be a market for transfusion.
So
for eating, right?
So
but you're not getting money for the blood. No taste of luck, according to me. But the Shabbosaita says that it is important. You know why? So answer your question. It's a Gemara in the Chayim. The Gemara asks, why are you allowed to drink milk? Why are you allowed to drink milk? Isn't milk a menachai? Or basra, or whatever it is. A chayimut menachai. Why isn't milk included in the issue of Eza menachai? The Gemara asks. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Svara, milk should be also of Eidu Menachai. But the Torah was Maseret the Pharish. There's a pasuk in Shmuel. It says that when Yishai's sons went to the army, so Yishai sent David and Yishai, right? So Yishai sent his son David to bring them food. And one of the things he said were chalitzei chalav, were containers of milk. So, why did he send containers of milk? So it must be that milk is mutter, it's not eidu menachai. So the Gemara says, no, it's no right. Dilma l'sfeira. Maybe he sent them the milk, and if they need money, they could sell the milk to goyim. Dilma l'sfeira, that's what the Gemara says, so it's no right. No right for the pasuk of Shmuel. So the Gemara ends up with a different pasuk. I think Eretz Zavah follows the Fak, but you learn from there that follows the same. But what's the Gemara saying? Dilma was fired. So the number of Achraim here. What's Dilma was fired? If milk is Eva Min Achai, you're going to have a Mida. Gemara says that milk is Eva Min Achai. If it's Eva Min Achai, then it's also Bishraya too. How could you say Dilma was fired? Gemara is going with the Hava Mida. That Talmud is also Eva Min Achai. In that Hava Mida, it's also Bishraya as well. Not Bishraya with it either. So it's a pelvic akasha. So they want to say from here to Raya to the Rashba. That the whole Mitzvah Schaira is only a Dirabana. And Minat Schaira, there is no Mitzvah Schaira. And that's why the Pasuk and Shmuel was saying Dilma was Schaira. This is a Kasha which the Mishlo Melech, 3 AF is a Kasha. He wants to bring from here a Raya that, to the Rashba, that there's no Mitzvah Schaira in Minat Schaira.
Have you right? Because that wasn't before?
Because the Gemara said Dilma was Schaira. Maybe Chalav the Rashba will take an attack. And Yishai sent milk to the army, they should be able to sell it. But if it's Eva Menachai, no, it's only Eva Menachai. So it's also.
Why is it right?
Right?
Why is it, since he sold it, because I'm not using it on.
Yeah, because there was no Gerabon yet then. Zatach Samsaifa, no. Dam is Mutter Bishvayr. Because Dam is just Bishlomayim. And we have a Kabbalah that Dam Yechar Benasa Cholam. The Gemara says that milk is blood. Milk comes from blood. Blood is transformed into milk. Dam Yechar Benasa Cholam. So Cholam has changed in his Dam. And the Mela is Mutter Bishvayra because of the Heder of Dam. So even if Cholam would be Asa Bishvayra, it would still be Mutter. We have the ferry to head to buy down. So the name of that head to extend to follow as well. Will be made down extend to follow. What? Well, here, Dab is most independent. The old Dab is most from that part. The Dab is just from Ayin. To damage most of the fire. That was like the fifth kula. So damage most of the fire. So I said, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina that the concept extends the heter of dam to apply to follow. Since dam mecha vidasa follow. Since milk comes from dam. So the heter of dam extends to follow as well. He says that he assumes that if the dam changes the cholah, the heter of dam requires the cholah as well. Did he prove it? No. You could argue maybe change the cholah like part of chadashim. But he also has to say what? Oh, so that's a good. I believe the Gemara is. Why it doesn't apply? The Gemara, I think, was definitely the same person. Is it scientifically true? I don't think it can be scientifically true because there are different. It might be that a person who's nursing or an animal that gives milk has less blood. That's true. Whether it means that it directly changes, I doubt it because they have no plans. That's the goal. I don't know. I tell you one thing, don't dismiss it quickly. I know Rabelski has many chazals which people dismiss easily, which you found explanations for. It's hard to dismiss it easily, but I don't know that it's necessarily true. Okay, so these are the five hetkerim of Nizamin, Chela, Nizamin, and Yechela, Chela, Chela, it's a Rabbanon, and the Heter of Dam and Chala. These are the five. That's some of the explanations of Islam. These are the five. There's one more thing I'd like to speak out on the topic of Saira. That is another Tshuva of some cipher. Tshuva Kuf Dalit. The ninth Lundis. not shy about it, sounds good for fact. There was a Yid in Europe who was in the import-export business. And he exported things to Egypt. He had a guy who lived in Egypt, that was his partner. And he exported things to Egypt and made money. He got a letter from his Goyish partner that there's a big market for a certain kind of fish, a trace of fish in Egypt. They could please send him some barrels of fish. So what did he do? He's not a fisherman, he's in the business. What he wanted to do, the Shaiva, wanted to go to a Goyish fish store, and this is what he's going to do. He's not going to touch the fish, he's not going to smell the fish, he'll be near the fish. He make up with this Goyish fishman, they should deliver so and so many cases of fish to this and this ship, which is on the dock. That's all. And that ship has his other fire in it too, it's not his ship. But it's a ship that they're renting. And he's not going to go near the fish, he's just going to give him the order and give him the money. And this fisherman will put the fish on the boat and deliver it straight to the boat. And the boat will take it straight to the guy who shook it, and the guy will sell it. So the Yid is not going anywhere near the fish, he's not touching it, he's not near it. And the question is that something which is mutter? So what would you say?
According to the Rav, it's not a bomb shack on the either.
What? What do you say? What? Turn up shack.
Okay, well, I have all the partner. How do you have to? Because I have a partner for you, you know.
Okay, it is so difficult. The man's right according to Pesach Shita. The whole is not Shemiyat Lenu. So it's certainly a problem. Well, let me tell you about Shemiyat Lenu. The Shayel, the Rav who asked the Shayel with Shemiyat Lenu, the Russian is in Shemiyat Lenu, the Shayel was beautiful, it's printed there. The Rav, what the Shayel was asked to, he says that he needs an answer right away. And he's in Shiloh, he writes that he feels it's mutter, but Hadavar Hakasha Yadir no Maisha. And all the hot Shilohs that bring to Maisha are famous. Some say his name is Maisha. Says Hadavar Hakasha Yadir no Maisha, all the hot Shilohs they sent him some say. He says, the last thing, but the Shiloh says he thinks it's mutter, because he passed him like the Rashba, and Spira is also only the Drabana, not the Rashba. And he argues that the Kahai Gavna, that the Jew is not going anywhere near the fish, there should be no Kashash Shema Shami Yatlan. The Shayel said, so he passed like the Rashba, and it's a Drabana, and since it's a Drabana, it should be more if it says no Kashash Shami Yatlan. That's what he said. Some Seifer says, yep. I see there it's the Zami. There, he didn't go out and get it. It came to him by mistake. Once it came to him by mistake, he's allowed to sell it. But here he's going out and buying it. So it's not the Zami. He's going out purposely to buy it. So the Sosef is masking that according to those who hold Shamiyach Lenu, it should be mutter. Some say there's not to that. There's no shot to my ear. The some say that says that right, he shined him whole to their right. The some say that says that Pashtus Asugya, the Pashtus of Agamara, one of these apostles. And therefore, the some say holds that it's a little derisa, and it could be also. It could be also to do because you're doing tzaira, you're buying and selling. So that is a little tzaira, and therefore he says that it's also. However, he gives an answer. Says if you want, you can do the following answer, and that is, the yid should not buy it at all. The yid should make up that he's buying it to the guy in the He's only going to be a sirser, he'll be a middleman, and he's just going to, he won't take possession, he won't personally have any ownership in the fish. And he'll go to this guy, and he says, he said it to tell him that I'm buying this as an agent for the other guy in Israel, and he'll only be an agent in between. He says, then it's with the mamanashim. If you all like Tysus, the answer is tight. Buying and selling, he's not buying and selling, he's just a middleman. If you hold that, he'll make money as a, like a worker. He'll make money as a citizen, as a broker. He'll make his money as a broker. And as far as the Rashba, Shamiyat Lanu, he's not going to go near it. So if you're going to have the two heterim together, that like Taisus is brought that you're not buying and selling, and like the Rashba is brought that you're not going near it, so then some such is not going to be made. Well, technically it will be the guy's money that he's paying.
Because he's in the case, but he's the guy's money.
Yeah. I think he said that he should tell me not to take a chayit. I think he said that. But, so that's what happened. Now, Rav Meisha, because Meisha takes the Sosaita's tshuva, he agrees with it, he just says very nice wonderful terms. He says, comes out of the Sosaita, there are two Yisurim in Tzvayla. There's the Esek HaTzvayla, that means the Esek buying and selling, and there's the Meisha HaTzvayla, physically taking it and selling it. According to Tysus, the issue is the Asic, buying and selling, doesn't matter if you touch it or not. And according to the Rashba, the issue is the Maisa side, handling it, Shalek Lemon. This is the Maisa, taking it and selling. So, comes out, that they're, like I say, two parts of the issue, the Asic and the Maisa. And the subset is buying an Eitzah, that both should be looked at. The Eitzah is looked at if you're not buying it, and the Meisah is looked at if you're not handling it. So everything is fine. That's the truth of the subset.
What is the title?
What? Because Meisah is in Chelek Aleph, the last paragraph of Siman Nun Aleph. Your day of Chelek Aleph, last paragraph of Siman Nun Aleph. Okay, so this is the subset. Six. I said one more thing, I want to think of the subset, and then it's my thought. The second thing. Now, Rav Meisha has a shiloh which is going to connect. He says, are you allowed to work behind the counter for a Gaisha, like I said yesterday, for McDonald's, but for a Gaisha company selling the food? So he says, it's totally a mix. If you work behind the counter selling the food, you're not involved in the ASIC of the shiloh because you're not buying and selling. You're like the rabbi, you're like the professor here. But you're doing the Maisa, you are handling it. So it would be also according to the Rashba. If a Yid is working, selling it for a Gaisha company. Right? If I care, if you have a Yiddish company and the Gaim are working, so that means the Yid is about the Asik of the Skyrim. Say a Jew is going to open a McDonald's, but he won't go in. He's going to have Gaisha workers there. Is that Muslim? We'll have all Gaisha workers. The Maisha says then, it's the reverse. Then the Yid is doing the Asek of Chayra, buying and selling. There'll be also like Tysus. But he's not doing the Maisa of Chayra, because he's not handling it. He went to point to the Rashi.
So, what? You know, if
you
don't open up either, just say if you take your...
The Maisha says, so we have the two shires. One is if the Gaisha McDonald's, if the Jew can work there, And when a Jewish McDonald, a guy working there. So if it's a guy Yisha McDonald's with a Jewish worker, so like Tysus, it's mutter, there's no answer. It's only us according to the Rashba, if you're doing the Maisa HaKayim. The Maisa says that you have no right to eat. Oh. You have no right to eat from it, so then it's mutter. It's not like Rashba too. For a Jew to buy a McDonald's and have a guy work behind the counter, so again, they'll be calling him Achleikis. According to the Rashba, it's Asur. According to Rashba, it's Mutter. The Jew's not doing the Maisa. And according to the point of Tysus, it'll be Asur. The Jew's involved in the Asur. So the Maisa, if you're allowed to buy McDonald's and have old Gaisha workers, well, for that matter, it would be the same Shiloh to have a nursing home and have old Gaisha. Is after, if the Asik is after, it'll be a problem. If the Maisa is after, if you don't know the other food, it's Mutter. It's with all these things are totally in the Machlokes, the Rashba, and the Taisis. Mahalakha, like I said yesterday, it's hard to pass him. Some Fletcher says this is a Raisa, it's the Iker. Some Yehuda says the Iker is a Rabbanon. Very hard to say Halakha Lamaisa, which is the main sheet. Of course, if you have to look him, it could be the Tsarist, then he can be Simon, he can be made. But comes out the Shaila is a very complicated Shaila. So most halachas, which come from a small piece of Gemara, end up being complicated in the Shaila that way. The less Gemara here is, the more room to maneuver, the room for Machwaiti here. The tiny piece of Gemara here, the Mishnah Shviya is a small piece of Gemara. It's very difficult to work out the particulars, and they might be have my fighting. So I don't know, I hope I'm clear today with all the crossing of Kairos. It's complicated for Baal, and Shaila requires its own design. Okay. Let's get back to the Gemara. Okay? Ulechitia. Back to Gemara. Ulechitia, lovely, when they say, Rachman, Allah, Yeyachel, Allah, Bai, Lachem. Of the caption. Like Chizkiya, Maya Yachel tells you what? Isser Hanah. Lachem tells you Mutav Hanah. Let it not say Maya Yachel, let it not say Maya Lachem. Everything will be good. What about a question of Avol? Why don't we have the same caption? Because the question of Avol, you can't say let it not say Maya Yachel. It says Maya Yachel, or Seichel, that's a something. You can't eat it. Whatever, it's all the same. The Kosher of Avol would have to say Yisrachila and has to say Lachem to be Matahana. But according to Chizkiya, let it not say Lo Yeyachel. Let it say Lo Yisaychlu or Lo Yisaychol or Lo Yayachol. And then I'll know it's Mutter Bahana and I won't eat Lachem. Is that a good kasha? That is a good kasha where I am. There's a bit of a problem with the kasha. The problem is, how many psukim did we have in our drasha?
Not one, but three. Right? The way it works out, in Agamara, by Shtukim, you have Laya Yachel, which tells you
what? Laya Yachel would tell you
Yisr HaNah. Right? Yisr HaNah. And then it says Lachem, which tells you what? The Heter HaNah, and the Heter Tzayr, you know what I said, right? Then Lachem is telling you it's Mutter Ba'anah and it's fire. Then the Gemara says, so fire should be Mutter Lachatkela. The Gemara says we have a third talk, it's Niyu. And Niyu tells you what? It's the Isser. It tells you an Isser of fire of Lachatkela. Right? Right? This is the Gemara in a nutshell. But he also tells you it's the Hanah. Gemara says, Lachem tells you it's Mutter Ba'anah and it's Chayra. Tzayde Chayya Ba'eshet, all that itself. Gemara says, Mekei Lachatzila Na'ami. Gemara says, Niyu tells you it's Chayra Lachatzila. Okay? That's the Gemara. Now the Gemara, yes, like Chizkiya, let it not say this Pasuk, and let it not say this Pasuk. If the Gemara says, let it not say Lo Yigal Chel, and let it not say Lachem. that the mashal and the mashah are bothered by a kashmir. If it wouldn't say lo yeachel, it wouldn't say lachem, it would only say you. Check it to you. Let's say you can't eat it, there's nothing to do with hanah. Okay. What about Dina Spiral? I would say Yiyu. Yiyu comes to tell you it's not the spider. Now check it to you. Can tell you it's a spider. So 1 minute, Shekhet tells you it's a spider. I would have thought, if it would just say Yiyu alone, I would have thought it was a spider is after, even his damning. I won't pass it to ask the spider. Now that I have Lochem and Yiyu, so Yiyu tells you it's a spider. Lochem tells you I have a spider. So we say, oh, this means Lechatzilah, this means Nizami. But you can't cross out Lechem and be left with you alone, because if you're left with you itself, I would think, oh, the wolf climber is awesome, even Nizami. So you can't ask, but I said, you took Sukkim. You need Lechem to tell you a Heter of Spiral by Nizami. Yeah. It would say what?
Shekhet to you tells you it's very shekhet, which we understand as the Gemara says, real shekhet.
You can't do this. The only reason I know the dominant mutter is because of Lachem. I need Lachem. Right? So if it's Mario, look in the Marshal and the Marshal. They say a parrot, and you go back to the first of Tavram, he makes the Nachemin of the Dina from the Pledge of Mashal.